welcome to the Iron Gunslinger. Welcome back, Gunslingers. This is episode 2, Tactical Thinking and Training. So, to start off things, we're going to talk about tactical thinking and strategic thinking. So, for many of you, you may understand that concept and be like, oh, I already understand this, Iron Gunslinger. I'd be like, that's great. So, here's the thing. Tactical thinking is a short-term thinking in the moment. So if you go outside and something goes off, you're going to respond to those moments. Strategic thinking is thinking in long term. So if things do shit hits the fan scenario, what is your plan? So we're gonna go over the things I think are applicable to the situation. I believe a lot of people don't have plans. I think a lot of people need to understand that we are on a very fragile, complex economic system. Now, not to speak conspiracy theories or spit these things at you and be like, oh, well, that's just conspiracy talk. It's not. If you look at any large empire in the past, it was run on a very complex set of trade. And when that trade collapsed, so did everything else. So what I want you listeners out there that are listening to this to think about is, what is your tactical plan and what is your strategic plan? Your tactical plan may be, let's say you're at work and it happens. The big one, the bad one. Let's just say we'll go small case scenario. Let's not get to the big bad yet. But let's talk about a fire in your building. If you're a white collar office worker, I'm not knocking against you guys, so don't take offense. Is what do you do? Like, that's my question is to you right now that's listening to this, what do you do? Do you have a bag that's prepped? Do you have an exit strategy? I mean, what do? You know, and I think a lot of people can say they don't. And I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that tactical, how do I get from my workplace, regardless of where you're at, how do I get from my workplace to my next step? And most of us, that step is probably home because we have family. I have a wife. I have a son. My next step is to get home as fast as I can or have a plan for them to execute if it comes down to it. And that's part of strategic thinking. So I want to really put it out there is be like, what is your plan? Think about your plan and do it. Excuse my stutter, although, by the way. The other thing, too, is strategic thinking. So that's now we're in tactical thinking. We're like, all right, if I'm in office and the building's on fire, how do I get out? All right. Or I'm in the building and the social economical collapse of the United States just suddenly happens. What do I do? How do I get out? So this is the type of stuff I want you fellow gunslingers out there. And you don't have to be a gunslinger. You don't have to be a survivalist. You don't have to be a prepper. Where everyone here is normal people. And I think that plays a big part in it is just, you don't have to be these big preppers with your homesteads and everything else. And there's people out there that like that. But the thing is like, what is your tactical thinking? If you're, and I'm coming back to it, and I'm sorry if I drone on about it, but it's just, what is your plan? And that's the part I want you to think about really is, if I am in a building and there is a shooter, what is your plan? Do I have the necessities to survive and get out? Am I going to be compliant and hope he or she doesn't notice me? I mean, and that's the thing is like, I don't know. I as a person right now sitting here with my 17 years of military experience, I don't have the answer for you. But I can tell you this is make a plan. I know my general plan is to consist of I carry everyday items. I have my everyday carry, which varies on items that allow me to get back to my home. And, you know, I don't have items on. I have pen, paper, and a pocket knife and a few other things. But they are specifically there to just do something. I am not going to take on a gunman with a knife. Like, unless I can surprise them, that is not a very good option. Because if they see me and I'm trying to sneak up with this 2.5-inch blade, I don't know if you know it, but a 2.5-inch blade ain't much to go really go in there unless you got somebody. not to be too graphic, but you're asking for something. But most people that do shootings are very well armed and have body armor most of the time. So you have to get around that. So that's not my goal. My goal is not to just immediately have a gun on me or take out the shooter or anything like that. My goal is to get home. And I carry a set of items on me that allow me to do that, to allow me to deal with people that are a little uncontrollable. My other part is to be a first responder. I carry a RATS tourniquet. I know where most of the first aid stations are at my campus. And that's what I want you fellow listeners out there, you other gunslingers out there, is to think about is think about this tactical thinking. And just do it. If you're at work, wherever you're at, just look for your exits. When was the last time you looked at your exit? When was the last time you thought about what would be the best road to get out of town in case of a major emergency? And that's happening. Like, in states that have wildfires that are very much, what is your plan when a wildfire hits or a flood or a hurricane? And I think that's where we really suffer as a society is we do not have enough active citizens. And I'm not saying this to like degrade anybody, but I am saying citizens of the United States, of wherever, citizens that are not capable. And I'm saying this because we have so many people that train to do various different things and everything else, but what skills do they have? You know, can you pick a lock? Can you render first aid? Can you do anything? Can you shoot a gun? I understand there's very specialized degrees. There's engineers and architects. There's mathematicians. These people that do things that I can't even comprehend. Let's be honest. But where is your secondary skill set? What is your fallback? And this is what's going to start falling into the strategic thinking as well, is what do you fall on when you don't have the engineering degree or you don't have the chef skills or, you know, all you relied on was a computer to input information or you worked a factory job or you worked at fast food or you know what I mean? And just like understand, I'm not trying to pick on people. I am not. But I'm asking people that only have no skill set, that know how to flip burgers or use Microsoft Excel or stuff like that. What is your skill set? What are you going to do if there's something going on and you haven't taken the time to think about this? You know, it's like flipping burgers ain't going to save your life. Microsoft Excel, you can't use Microsoft Excel to save your life, you know, and I'm sure there's other programs, whatever. But my example stands is, what is the other step to this? And I think that falls into the strategic thinking. Is I want everyone to think about the long term. Don't think like, oh, well, he's just talking tactical and da-da-da. It's like, I'm talking like, if it goes bad, you know, because we don't know. We, right now, as a society, we are in the information age. We are in the age that we are literally a hair away from going to Mars. We are close to being the colony age again. We are in the information age. We have so much information at our fingertips. I mean, I'm literally talking into a smartphone right now. I am talking into a smartphone to bring you this. And I can swipe. I can do whatever I want on my phone while I'm still doing this podcast and look at information. Or I can look at information on the computer that in my office. So it's what do you do when you don't have the information at your fingertips? You learn it before it fails. This falls into, again, my tactical and strategic thing. You think of these things and you do them. If you don't know how to do something, this is the time to learn to do something. And I think everyone should learn to do new skills. If you don't know how to shoot and you don't like guns, that's fine. Learn to shoot a bow. Learn to use a slingshot. Learn to be able to defend yourself in some format. That is strategic thinking in the long run. You should be thinking about someone may hurt me at some point. And I guarantee you people are a lot nicer when they know that someone could hurt them at any time. And but that's the other thing is we don't make eye contact. We are social creatures. say hello to one another. And I know everyone's like, oh, well, you're talking tactical. I get it. Here's the thing. If you are just not a person that is compatible with other people, you need to figure that out. And I understand there's a whole range of introvert, extrovert, and depression, anxiety. I have depression, anxiety, I have PTSD, and I know sometimes it makes it hella hard to talk to people. But this is where it falls into this category of this tactical / strategic thinking. Start picking up on new skills, start picking up on a social circle, and start finding people to trust. Because when things go south, people are going to band together, either in a really good way or in a really bad way. And it's either going to be people are going to band together to make a community, or they're going to band together to be outlaws. And outlaws don't give a shit for the law, people. So if you're one of the people out there that are like, I don't want guns and guns are bad, let me put it to you right now. I don't need a gun to hurt people. I have perfectly good fists. I have perfectly good inanimate objects around me at all times. Guns are not the bad guys here. Let me state that right now. Guns, yes, they do hurt people, but guns in the right hands deter the bad guys. Good guys, bad guys, really simple. Bad guys don't care for your laws. If they cared for your laws, they wouldn't be bad guys. They wouldn't deal drugs. They wouldn't do these things. And this is what everyone needs to be thinking about, is there are bad people. They are going to hurt you, and they don't care. These are the survivors, and these are the people you need to think about. Think of the Mad Max scenario. Those are the people that survive, is the people that are willing to pull out stops. And if you don't want to be a part of that, or don't want to be that, then you need to be the good guy that knows how to defend themselves and defend others, or teach them how to. And that is strategic and tactical thinking right there. If you're in an office and you don't know where your exits are, you're wrong. If you're in an office or your workplace and you don't have a bag that is somewhat prepped to get you out of a situation or to aid others, you don't have to help everybody. You don't. But you, as a citizen, right now, to everyone that's listening to this, I'm not calling you civilian. I'm not calling you anything. I don't care who you are. If you are wanting to be in this country and be part of the United States of America, you are a citizen. As a citizen, you need to be capable and know how to do things. Everyone should know how to do first aid. Everyone should know how to stop major bleeding. And I'm sorry, everyone's like, oh, blood and there's trained professionals. I'm like, I'm sorry, take 10 minutes out of your day and learn how to apply a tourniquet. You could save someone's life. And honestly, I want feedback, and I'm going to post my email address at the end of this, and I hope to hear from some of you out there. And I know I rant and rave, but this is what I'm talking about, is I see so many people that are just buried in their phones, and in me including. I'm buried in my phone, and I don't think about these things. But this is the new year, and I'm really starting to think about it because technology is advancing so fast, and I'm worried that my children are going to, if I don't do something as a father to help them become tactically and strategically sound, they're still going to grow up to be normal, everyday adults, but they're going to have that common sense. They're going to know how to do certain things that are going to aid them in a weird situation. I don't want you to think I'm out there and like my kid's going to be some weirdo that's got a shotgun across his back and never gets go to his public school or whatever, excuse me. But no, be a responsible citizen. Know how to defend yourself, know how to do first aid, and know how to help others. Because this is, as of right now, we don't do enough as a society. We are so hell-bent on being crushed by societal standards that it's everything I'm fighting against. And I find myself just falling into this fucking sand trap all the time. Don't do it. If you're out there and you can do what you can, do it. Don't fall into this trap of society. Society doesn't care about you. It doesn't. Yes, there are YouTubers and internet stars and Twitch streamers and all these people that have millions of views and everything else. What else do they do? Ask that question. Like, I love watching these people. I love watching people play video games and laughing. I've been doing it since 2003, since the internet allowed for it. But ask yourself, do you only want to rely on that? As you're honest with yourself, I mean, look at your family right now. If you have a family or you have a group of friends that you consider family or whatever, look at them and be like, do I want to be useless in a time of crisis? Do they need to be useless in a time of crisis? And this is where it starts to hit home, and I hope it's hitting home, is start thinking tactically. And by thinking tactically, carry everyday carry items. I can give you a list of some items I carry every day, no matter what. I carry pens. I carry two pens, pencils, and a Sharpie, and one of those write-in-the-rain notebooks. Always have it. I have, and this is going to sound a little hippie, I have rocks in my pocket. Now everyone's like, why do you have rocks in your pocket? Well, I believe in a little bit more spiritual. I am a man of God. I'm not going to push my values on you or ideals. If you believe in Jesus, Jesus loves you. Do your thing, okay? And if you're turned off by that and you don't listen anymore, that's fine. But I carry rocks because they help me center. They're like my Twitch, one of those, the spinner fidget things, right? That's what they are for me. Like, I can put my hand in my pocket and I can play pocket pool without touching my balls. But they also have a secondary use, is anyone that's played video games, I can throw a rock and create a distraction. Now, will they fall for it? I don't know, but they're there. I carry a Zippo lighter. I carry chapstick because my lips get fucking chapped, so deal with it. But it's good to have. Yeah, it's a weird thing, but chapstick is helpful. I carry two multi-tools, and you're like, two multi-tools? I have one that goes in my pocket, and it's just a little mini one. And then I have one that's actually in a full pouch on my belt. And I also carry a tourniquet, and I haven't worn it in a while, and I'm sorry for that. And I'm going to start wearing it starting tomorrow once I find it. So that's kind of bad. But I always wear a belt on top of that, too. I have my wallet, because you're always going to have your wallet. I always wear a very specific brand of shoes. I'm not going to name it, but research shoes and boots and find something that's going to help you, because I don't care what anyone thinks. If you're out there wearing fashion boots and stuff hits the fan and you're not wearing a good pair of boots or shoes, you're useless. I'm sorry. You're wearing shitty boots and shoes, and now everything's gone to shit because you're so worried about what people think of your shoes. I don't give a shit. As long as you're wearing good shoes and boots that help you, like, get through bad weather or waist-deep fucking mud or whatever, then that's what you need to be worried about. Don't be worrying about what fucking society says and what you should be wearing. You should be wearing good, practical clothes. I also have a thing that goes around my knuckle. You may know it as a knuckle duster, but mine is not the full version. It's a one-over. I also have a pocket knife. What else do I have? Oh, my belt. And I also carry, my carabiner is on a actual climbing carabiner with my keys attached to it, so I can run. I try to wear a long sleeve shirt if I can, depending on the weather, that I can run my shirt through the carabiner and I have an effective flail if I need to move through people quickly. And it's just some of the things. I also have a lockpick kit that I just purchased, and I have a few other things. I have jam keys, and I have one other item I'm not going to name. For you law enforcement out there that are listening, you probably already figured out what that item is. So, but I have items in place that I carry, I wear, and now they're not my end-all be-all. Let's be completely honest. I cannot carry those items. I cannot carry my rifle in a lot of places. I have my pistol, but I usually just I have a secondary pistol available to me somewhere else. If you notice, I'm not naming a lot of locations because I don't know who's listening. And it's not because I'm afraid of it. I'm just trying to maintain my privacy and security as much as I can on this, even though if you're probably a fairly smart person, you'd already figure out where the fuck I am. But the point being is I think about these things, and I have items on me that allow me to get to my next step. And my next step is home. Home is where my other gear is, where I have items available that I can pack immediately into bags, and I can move. My vehicles are available quickly. I have good vehicles that can do anything I ask them pretty much to do, but I know that I would slim down to just one vehicle because it'd be easier to do one vehicle for trying to get two through a very, very dangerous place. But being said that, one vehicle is also very dangerous because if you get caught in traffic or whatever trying to escape something and you get caught, you know, you can get shot in your vehicle. But that's worst case scenario. So these are the things I want you to think about, is like, take step one. Step one should be your workplace. How do you go from your workplace to your home? And once you're at home, what's your plan from getting from home to whatever your next location is? And I think a lot of people don't do that. And it's scary. And it's one of the things that's going to divide us really badly if things go south, is because once everything fails and economic collapse, we'll just say the worst case scenario, shit hits the fan, economic collapses, and, you know, we got the other big countries just baring their teeth at us. What's going to happen to us, right? So this is what I want you to do as fellow gunslingers, as citizens, to start thinking about, is what are you going to be doing? What is your steps? What is your plan? What is your tactical thinking? What training are you doing? Now, let's get into the training aspect of this. Because I talked about planning everything, and I hope some of that makes sense. And if it doesn't, I'll give you my email, and we can correspond that way. Here's the thing. If you're not doing some form of training, you don't have to be an expert shooter. But training is essential. Physical training, martial arts training, shooting skills, any skills that that is perishable, you need to be constantly training it. And I'm failing at that too. And I'm trying to be real with everyone that's listening. I am not this perfect fucking 200 pound abbed out fucking veteran with a beard. And fortunately, I can't even fucking grow a beard. So any of you guys out there listening, you'd be like, oh, fuck you. I'm like, that's fine. Laugh at me. But that's the thing is, so training needs to be also in your planning, in part of your tactical and strategic thinking, is you need to have that physical fitness piece too, because you can't go very far if you're fat. Now, I know guys that are big and they could fucking do some work. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking fat. If you fat and you know you're fat, and I'm not talking like I'm fat, but I can fucking bench press 400 pounds and squat fucking 800. You're not fat. You got a lot of muscle. You just got a little bit of love handles, but usually you don't have any fucking weight or any fucking body fat, right? So correct me if I'm wrong in my email. But here's the thing is physical fitness needs to be there. Even if you're just fucking walking, if you're able to walk with 20 to 30 pounds on your back, you're doing better than a lot of people I've seen that can't even do that. And that's the thing that people need to think about, is you don't have to fucking be this fucking physical fitness beast and god or goddess or fucking binarious, I guess. Fuck, I don't know what you people are of the other genders. And if you got mad about that, then shoot me an email and I'll try to correct better next time. But I don't understand it, so I'm not going to really touch on it besides that. But that's the thing, is physical fitness of your body, your health, should be maintained. I'm not going to lie, I'm not doing a great job, but I am working to change that. I do as much as I can in the morning, and I admit I've been slacking, I've been playing some video games, but I changed after this. So if you're out there, your training should encompass that physical fitness. That training should be encompassing new skills. If you don't know how to do something and you're interested in it, you should learn how to do it. There's so many resources on the internet. I mean, I could probably get on the internet, do a search, and find 6-10 videos across 80 different websites on the same subject. And we'll take the very simple, change a tire. I dare you to go and just put in the search bar, whatever you use. Notice I'm not saying shit because I don't want to pay for it. Search it. I guarantee you there would be so many hits on the subject. And I mean, you know the rule. If you're going past page 3 on any of the search bars, you've already gone too far. But start thinking that way. Start pulling those things. Start learning how to, shoot. And you don't have to fire a gun. If you are anti-gun to the core, that's fine. Use some other format to protect yourself, please. Excuse the music, I hit a speaker and I'll try to cut that out, but I'm probably not going to. But don't be passive. That's the biggest weakness that we have is right now, if you really think about it and if you're really listening to me, we are a passive society. Yeah, we have some hard chargers out there and I'm trying to be more of a hard charger, but I find myself being passive because if it doesn't affect me, then what do I care? And that's not how we should be thinking. It's every time something comes on the news. I mean, and here's the thing is like the news. I'm sorry, I don't trust the news. I'm going to be 100%. I try to do as much research as I can on a lot of things. I don't trust the news because it puts a lot of silly shit up there. Like they do some big headlines for now and then. And I'm sorry, I'm on a tangent, but do your damn research. People, do not be uninformed. Do not be out there being, oh, everything's okay and we'll be taken care of. It's not how it works. I'm sorry. If you have any kind of book common sense or common sense, please don't think like that. It is not okay. You need to be prepared to go from, oh, it's everything's okay, to this is not okay. And we are losing that as much as I can say is. So that's the training, is train to do skills. Train up in skill sets, you know, be physically, get as fit as you can. You know, don't hurt yourself, but train, push your body a little bit more every day. Learn something that maybe has interested you, but everyone's like, why would you need that? Don't fucking listen to that. Just train, train, train. That is part of the strategy. That is part of the tactical. I'm telling you, people out there, I'll be 100% honest. I am a giant nerd. I have several characters. I have twice. Let's be honest. I'm a child of the 80s into the 90s. I grew up in the 90s. I am nostalgia for pop culture. I love it. But if it came down to it, I'm going to keep the shit I have. They're collectibles. They're not worth anything except to a very specific people. But I have a feeling that those people will not exist if the world goes to shit. There might be one or two, but I'm not going to hang on to, you know, my collectibles and be like, oh man, I'm glad these survived so I could barter this for a fucking cup of rice. That's not how that shit works. So be prepared to like let go of things. And that's the other thing too, is train, learn something new, and understand what you may be facing. It's not, the world isn't perfect. I understand this, but we are being too passive in this world. Us as a society is too passive. I'm gonna hit this word 1,000,000 times. We do not have enough good guys that are willing to stand up for people anymore. We are all too willing to look the other way, and me included. I am ashamed to say that right now, and I am ashamed to say that I have looked away. And here's the thing is, I've looked away from people that are homeless, but I look at homeless people's shoes immediately. And if you have better fucking shoes than me, you don't deserve my fucking dollars. I'm not gonna fucking lie. I'm sorry, I will help you if you legitimately help. But if you're not willing to help yourself, that is the big thing. If you are not willing to help yourself, I am not going to help you. Okay? It is what it is. I don't believe in not doing something. If I was homeless, I would do everything I could to get a job. Are my chances slim? You're fucking right, they would be. But I would not stop. That is not the type of person I am. I'm not going to just sit there and panhandle. Like if I knew how to sing and I could busk on the streets, then fuck yeah, I would be doing it because I'd be using my what I have naturally to make some money. But I would be willing to like work a shit job and then do something on the weekends. All right. And it's hard to say that because I know me right now, I have it so much better than a lot of people. And you know, I may be doing injustice and I may be saying the things that piss people off right now, but this is how I view things. And this is my opinion. And honestly, if you can't come and listen to this with a fairly open mind, then you don't need to be here. Let's just cut to the chase. If you don't like anything I'm saying and without being open-minded or wanting to have an intelligent conversation about this, I don't want you as a listener. I don't want... You're the type of person that I don't want to deal with. Because everything I think and do, I want to build a community. I want to build upon a great asset that we have. We have good guys that want to do the right thing, but we are so beat down by loopholes and societal standards that we are not allowed to do these things. Like, you know, we fucking... We have so many great people, but they're beat down because of where they live or you know, their fashion sense. Or it's just, we have so many fucking bullies. And everyone's like, oh, they're bullies. I'm like, just punch them in the face. You can't do that. Because the minute you do that, you're going to get the fucking mom with the fucking let me see your manager haircut fucking raising hell at the PTA. And you know who the fuck you are. And I am tired of that. I am tired. And, you know, I understand there are a lot of legitimate, like, mental health issues. And there's weird peanut allergies and everything else. I'm not cutting you people down. Understand this. But it's just like, there are so many people that think they're so fucking entitled. And you know what? I'm going to go to the story of the guy that has the service dog and the female that scream that she wanted to sue him. If you guys know what I'm talking about, you'll catch up. But this is a working service dog, and I'm sorry to go off topic a little bit, my bad, but this guy had a working service dog with the patches on his dog. Like, there was four of them. I read the fucking article that said, I am a working dog, or some manner, don't touch me. And she freaked out because she wanted her child to touch it. That is entitlement, people. That is a working fucking dog. That dog is there for that fucking owner. For when that owner has a fucking issue. Sorry, don't touch the fucking dog. That dog is bonded to that person and is working for that person at all fucking times. When that vest is on, leave that fucking animal alone. Now, I know there are some fucking people that fucking, that slide that fucking shit. Don't get me wrong, you're out there, you probably can hear me. And there are other people that legitimately need it. Don't fucking take that away. If people legitimately need that animal to fucking live, don't you fucking feel entitled that you get to pet the fucking puppy. I don't even let my son fucking pet every dog on the street, okay? It's not fair. Let's just be honest. If you're fucking like, and you know, put a fucking dick in your eye. Because honestly, there's so much fucking entitlement. You don't get everything you fucking want. You don't deserve it. If you aren't willing to fucking work for shit and try and chase your goals and chase your dreams, that's what you need to be fucking work on. You do not deserve to be handed shit. If you win first prize at a fucking contest because you're hard work and sweat, you fucking deserve it. But if you fucking get a participation trophy because you're fucking there, fuck you. Straight the fuck out the box. And here's the thing, is I'm not cutting you down. If you guys are fucking, if there's people out there that have kids that are fucking, that can't participate in sports, I'm sorry. But there are so many other things that they can be doing. Don't fucking think they have to get on the fucking, the team where they're just going to get beat the fuck up. I'm not trying to fucking like split the society and be like, ooh, you can't do this and this. It's just understand your strengths and your weaknesses. And that's fucking back to this fucking whole point of bringing to you people. It's tactical thinking, strategic thinking, and training. Know your strengths. Know your weaknesses. And build on your weaknesses. If you're asthmatic and you can't run worth a shit, you know how to, you can fucking walk. That's the thing. I've seen people that have asthma. They fucking walk 5Ks and 10Ks. So don't tell me you can't run. That's fine. Don't fucking run. But be able to fucking outwalk somebody. Be able to fucking do a short burst and have your inhaler or be clever at hiding or something. But don't think just because you have a fucking weakness, you're entitled to everything. You know, don't get me wrong. If you have a fully disabled, you know, loved one or child or whatever, I'm sorry. And I'm not trying to, I'm not out to attack them, but I understand. You know, there's some diseases that you cannot help. There are genetic disorders, there's mutations in the DNA. I know this. But if you are a person that has an allergy or a weak immune system or you know, asthma, these are things that can be overcome with other ways. You may not be able to ever beat asthma, but you know how to take care of yourself if you don't have an inhaler, right? I assume you do or whatever. But I understand. I do. I really fucking do. But this is about that tactical, strategic, and planning. You have to build on what you have. You can't just be like, oh, I'll always be taken care of. And I'm sorry. The world is not that nice. It's fucking not. The world is a cruel, cruel place. I mean, you can look at it. There's still slavery. If you don't believe me, look it up. There's sex trades. There's the slave industry has owned so much and is so deep. The drug trade. I mean, this, on top of all the fucking fluffy niceness that some of us enjoy, there is a dark underbelly. And, you know, honestly, some of our fucking, our own politicians dabble in this shit, but nothing is said. You know, all these people in the fucking, in power, are not perfect people. They are corruptible, they are paid, they're sponsored. And that's another thing that people need to be reminded is, the world is not going to, they're spoon feeding us bullshit. And if you're taking in this bullshit constantly, you're going to believe it. And that's the thing, is you need to fucking really dig into this. Is this, these corporations, the government, everything wants us to be complacent. And I'm saying this seriously because I was in the army. I understand. Complacency, pacifistness is easy to control. Because instead of having to deal with a whole population, you only have to deal with a few. And that's what I want you all there to think. Even if only one of you just really jives with this, think about that. Is, don't be pacifist. Don't be compliant with everything. And we're all guilty of it. I'm not perfect. I fall into it too. Everyone else falls into it too. But that's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about the tactical thinking of going from point A to point B to point C. I want you to think of the strategic planning of, now I'm at point C. How do I survive point C until this comes up and running again? And that training, what am I going to do to help me prepare for that? And that's what I want everyone out there that's listening to me now to think about is push your boundaries. Don't be silent. And if you are being silent, then don't be anymore. Don't let society fucking crush you. Don't do that. If you have hopes and dreams and you want to do fucking what you want to do, then do it. That's why I'm doing this podcast, and I'm proud to say that by spring this year, 2019, I'll have a YouTube channel, so you'll have a face to the voice. And it's going to be the same thing. Like, I'm going to bring you skills that I'm literally going to be doing stuff right out of a book so that people can learn with me. And, you know, yeah, it's going to be edited for time and everything else, so I'm not like an hour and a half of you watching me do something. But the information will be there. And I'll link it and I'll put all these things there so you can go and you can check these things out for yourself. But start thinking. And that is the biggest thing, is be tactical. Know how to get out of that situation. Know how to protect yourself. Know how to protect your family, your loved ones, whoever you can, when you can. Know how to, and think about, what am I going to do once I'm from A and I get to B? That's where your strategic thinking needs to really kick it up a notch. Just figure out what you're going to do. And then on part of all that is the training. Start learning to do stuff. I can't teach you anything unless you're willing to learn. And I hope that some of you are already starting to go out there and find it and do it. And I'm proud of you, and I'm grateful to be part of this group of citizens. And you know what? I hope I get to meet some of you guys. I get to hope to hear from you. This is the Iron Gunslinger. And That's my podcast for today. You can contact me at irongunslinger00@gmail.com. Again, that is irongunslinger, all one word, 00@gmail.com. And I'll say it one more time just in case. irongunslinger00@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys. Give me some feedback. Give me some ideas. Let me know. And let's do this. Let's be stand-up citizens. Let's be fighters. Let's be the people that are there when the shit hits the fan. And until next time, Iron Gunslinger out.